launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. On the way, the top military recruiting lies. We'll get into that, but we got phone calls rolling in. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. I wanted to make a comment regarding the ability to travel domestically in this country.
Yes, sir.
I guess if Congress or and Congress would be the only authority that could really approve it, because if this is legislation that Homeland Security is sending to Congress and they approve it, I assume domestically we will have to follow that. If it becomes a presidential executive order, that could be challenged because only Congress could make the law, since it actually would have the effect of law, his directive. So in a sense, it would be a very interesting legal case that might actually put the concept of the executive order settled once and for all. The first executive order was issued by George Washington so that they could actually close the government for Christmas holidays. And legally, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the president the capacity to make executive orders that are that have the effect or the power of laws that can only be created by the Congress, the Senate, and the House.
Frank, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with what you're saying. But I'm looking here at housebrook.org, which is one of the guys that's reporting on this. And again, papersplease.org is the main site to go to get information on what's happening here. And what we're talking about is the government is proposing, it's in a notice that was buried in the Federal Register on September 5th that announced a public hearing to hear comments on the Department of Homeland Security's secure flight scheme. So I don't think this is going to be an executive order or a something that Congress passes. I think it's just going to be a rule change in the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, actually, the Homeland Security, their directives as law have to be passed by the Congress, the Senate, and or the House. But often what happens is they put a rider on the bill so that they pass one bit of legislation that may have 200 and other bits of legislation that are on that won't be debated or that won't be discussed. And in a sense, what you're saying may be true. Now, my legal perspective would tell me that it may be 5 years, 10 years before this would actually be heard, you know, by the Supreme Court, assuming it goes through the federal courts. Now, you have to realize that the Department of Homeland Security is a brand new creation, and the only laws it can make under the federal government are administrative laws within that agency.
Right. So, something
so
that employees
sense,
would
have to
obey.
We're going to have to maybe blame Congress or the Senate, the House of Representatives or the Senate that's allowing this legislation to pass without a vote or without the members knowing about it.
But so this happens frequently, Frank. I mean,
of course it does. And that's
right.
A problem with our government. And I
exactly.
think if we had some serious cases or challenges to this, we may be able to prevent it in the future. But at this point, it looks as if Dictator Bush and his supposed emergency powers that Congress is not challenging, nor are the citizens in the court, because they're not able to get standing in a federal court to challenge these, and then
right. and it costs money
to get it sort of directed toward the Supreme Court, where actually there could be where the cases could be decided. But you know, we can't even impeach Bush, and this type of legislation, you know, should demand the impeachment of the head of Homeland Security. And I assume this was actually drafted by Chertoff, who's now he will be in the future the Attorney General. And this is a man who violated the Constitution with his draft of the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act.
It's bad news. There's no doubt about it. And, Frank, thank you for the call. I mean, what I think that is going on here is you've got the Congress that has created these bureaucracies, and they basically given them essentially just an open window that they can just throw all the little rules and regulations through that they want to. They don't have to ask any Congress people for permission. They don't have to have an extra law passed. It's just sort of, they can just have this open page that they can write things on and create all these new rules and regulations. Congress has basically given them the pass to say, okay, you can go ahead and create all the rules you want to now, if you, you know, just to rule the airports and to have dominion over transportation and that sort of thing.
And it's the rules are already stupid. The whole idea that you can't bring a water bottle on the plane. That's
right.
Just
Congress didn't pass that. That didn't go through Congress. That was just something that the Department of Homeland Security decided we're going to change our rules. And that's what they're doing here. They're looking at a rule change. The proposal is called Secure Flight. And just to, you know, recap here for people just tuning in, we're talking about, this is coming from papersplease.org, which links to hasbrook.org, which is a gentleman's blog, who's pointing out that the current secure flight proposal was published back in, August of this year, and they just had a hearing of it yesterday. They had a public hearing on this yesterday. The secure flight proposal would apply to domestic flights the same requirements for government-issued travel credentials and individualized explicit prior pre-flight permission to travel clearance as the DHS plans to apply to international flights under its International Advanced Passenger Information System, APIS, rules. Now, this APIS system is to go into effect in February of 2008, which is to crack down and require prior approval for every single person on international flights or on just simply an international flight that might be stopping in America, whether or not they actually get off the plane. They'll have to have Department of Homeland Security approval in order to do that. So they're cracking down on international flights, but now they're saying they want to apply those same rules to domestic travel, to you and I, when we get on the plane. Now, the secure flight proposal, they're claiming that it needs to harmonize the domestic and international travel restrictions, as though travel within the country was tantamount to and subject to the same government restrictions and controls as crossing international borders. So they're using the fact that they want to crack down internationally as an excuse to say, well, we just need this all to be on the same page. We just need to, everybody just needs to follow the same rules. So we need to bring everyone in America up to the level, everybody going from, you know, Massachusetts to Florida, up to the level of standards and scrutiny of an international traveler.
This is what I don't understand, though. Just because somebody hijacked some airplanes on September 11, 2001 and flew them into buildings doesn't mean that that's how terrorists are going to attack in the future. For one, it's too difficult now. Having the TSA involved and, you know, them cracking down on us, it's just too much of a pain. Why in the world wouldn't they just buy an airplane, fill it full of dynamite, and if they want to blow up another building, fly it into the Sears Tower or the Capitol building?
Why not just walk somebody up the flight of stairs and set off a suicide bomb at the top of a building or something?
I don't see why any of these things
right.
can happen.
There's all kinds of things they can do besides get on airplanes, which, again, will give them an excuse if indeed one of these things is done, Mark. If somebody hijacks a tanker truck and blows, you know, sets it on fire or sets off a bomb outside, you know, a la Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden they'll have a reason to crack down on the roadways. So they're just waiting for a shoe to drop before they crack down outside of airports.
You know, they didn't crack down on those things after Oklahoma. How did we all manage to live?
It's amazing, isn't it? Secure Flight proposal also includes new and odious requirements that travelers display their government-issued credentials not just to government agents, but also to airline personnel whenever Department of Homeland Security orders the airline to demand them. But since the orders to demand ID of particular would-be travelers will be given to the airline in secret and not to the traveler, travelers will have no way to verify whether it's the airline or the contractor's demands for ID are actually based on government orders. And since the TSA's privacy officer refuses to say how travelers can verify the bona fides of people who demand ID in airports under purported government authority or what redress they have when such demands are made under false pretenses, even by people falsely claiming to be TSA employees, which apparently has happened because he links to an article, the proposed secure flight rules would leave travelers hopelessly at the mercy of any identity thief who claims to be an airline contractor and demands your papers, please, anywhere in an airport. So, Mark, your scenario that you mentioned last hour of somebody just looking official and coming up and demanding papers and getting identification and identifying information from an air passenger is totally possible. Will become totally an option for criminals in America as these new rules go through. Does this make you feel safe? This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. That's a lot of posts. There's serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all. It is all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Do that will right away. It's the best thing you can do for your family.
Well, let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to Sam in Texas. We're talking about this new secure flight proposal by the Department of Homeland Security that's going to make it as difficult to travel domestically as it is to travel internationally. Well, almost. You won't have to go through customs, but you will have to show identification. That will become a mandate. And also, any airport or any airline employee can ask you for your identification under supposed government authority, though they aren't required to prove it to you. In fact, their orders are given secretly, so there's no way to actually ascertain whether or not they're just asking you or whether or not the Department of Homeland Security has ordered them to ask you, which opens up a whole world of possible identity theft options for thieves. Let's talk to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Sam.
Hi, all. I think this is actually pretty fantastic what they're doing.
Why is that?
Well, the way I see it, when I fly without ID, I do that for two reasons. One, to educate the general public on, hey, this is possible and these are the underlying issues.
Mm-hmm.
But the other is really to force the hand of the state and just see how they respond. So typically what they're going to do is one of three things. They're going to beat the you-know-what out of you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do nothing because they don't want to look bad for beating you up. Or they're going to make new rules. And every time they make new rules, it doesn't mean that it's morally right or that it's actually an effective way to solve the problem. It just means there's more rules and more hassles.
So it cracks down a little bit more on the American people. More of them will wake up. They'll wake up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. To see that, hey, this isn't working, and this isn't an effective way to do this, and we need to try something else.
Yeah, I hope you're right about that, but I don't know if the American people, I mean, it's already pretty oppressive at airports, and most of Americans are just shuffling through like good little citizens.
Oh, I think there's quite a few Americans that think that this water bottle thing is just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that, but they don't actually have anything connected that they can do about it. There's not anything in their head that they can think of that will change the situation. They think it's stupid, and they'd be happy to have the rules changed, but what can they do?
I mean,
nobody's running for office saying, we need to loosen restrictions in airports. Nobody. I mean, who can you vote for in that particular case?
Well, but Ian, you guys have read stories about the no-fly list and all of the mistakes and how hard it is to get your name off of it. If they're going to be required to positively approve each passenger, think of how many mistakes they're going to make every year, not to mention the fact that they're going to strand thousands of people every year who lose their ID on a business trip or something like that.
It's true. It's going to get really out of control. I just don't like the idea that it has to get worse before it gets better. I guess that's where I'm coming from here.
One more thing. I have flown out of a private airport. I had a friend with a plane that we took out, and the experience was a little bit different than the public airport. We were out on the tarmac getting the plane ready to go, and what happened, there's a gate there. An SUV drove up. They hit a button on the keypad, and the gate opened. They drove their SUV right up to the plane. The wealthy people inside unloaded all their gear onto the jet.
Mm-hmm.
The driver took the car away, and then the pilots came on, and they took off. There's no TSA searching anybody there.
Right. That's how it is with a charter plane. You don't have to go through the TSA. So essentially, they're just, you know, those of us who can't afford to take a charter jet have to go through the guards.
Right. So the world hasn't changed for the elites,
right.
But the rest of us, we get to suffer.
But what's keeping a terrorist from loading a plane with explosives and flying it into a building about a $3,000 charter bill?
Right, that's the point that I was making.
Yeah, and if you're going to die, then who cares about the $3,000 bill?
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Sam. We appreciate it. Great point. 800-259-9231. So, whether you want to talk about the Secure Flight Initiative, which is going to make it all the more onerous to travel in America, at least to travel by plane. They'll get to the buses. Just wait, okay? They'll get to that. You'll have to show ID before you can get on your Greyhound before you know it. Hey, you remember?
On a bicycle.
Indianapolis had TSA agents at city bus stops recently. And the police can pull people over on bicycles,
when
too.
When you say city bus stop, are you talking about, like, that little thing that goes around Keene City bus stop? Not
well, in Indianapolis, it's a little bit bigger.
I understand,
but
that you're talking about...
The city bus.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't at every city bus stop. They were at the ones that were, you know, downtown by the courthouse or whatever. But nonetheless, they were checking people's identities. They weren't mandating it. You could refuse to show your ID, but then you weren't allowed to get on the bus. So,
great. They're not really allowing the bus to do business, but, of course, it's a city
bus. Government
bus. I used to ride the bus a lot when I was 10 years old, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that I did not carry identification on me. So would I have just been
It's a different
stranded?
World, Julia. Everything changed after 9/11.
So would I have just been stranded in the middle of the city somewhere?
That's a great point. Maybe that'll be something that'll come soon. Maybe we'll have to have children identification cards. I mean, because if they're going to require that every American show identification to get on a plane, well, that'll apply to kids too, right? So now every American from birth needs to have a national ID card. That's where we're going in this country. They've already got the legislation in for the real ID card. I've never heard anything about the age range that it's restricted to.
Well, it's supposed to be the states issuing driver's licenses that would all comply to
the national
standard. Yeah, one standard. So I don't know how it would turn out, but I can totally see bureaucrats coming up with papers for kids. Just because the fact that, what if we have a young-looking terrorist?
Well, think about the people that fight in wars in many Middle Eastern countries. Very young boys frequently are found as fighters there. So it's not unusual. It's unreasonable to say that.
As though their identification is somehow going to save us.
It's absurd. It really is. We'd love to hear from you, though, as far as, are you happy about all this? Do you think this is good? You think it's great that there are more requirements to show your papers when you want to travel in America? And if so, if you are one of those, yeah, government, or go security state, if you're one of those people that just loves it when new security news like this comes out, how are you going to feel when they put random roadblocks up in your town? I know, they already do it for DUIs and stuff, but how are you going to feel when they have show us your papers roadblocks in your town? Are you going to feel good?
Didn't they recently, was it a state? I'm not sure, but I could have sworn that you read an article recently about roadblocks where people had to show identification or a
state. Well, they already have them.
States where people are required to have identification, otherwise they'll get arrested.
That doesn't ring a bell for me, but the border states on the southern and northern border, they do have show us your ID checkpoints. They do have that. They don't require it from everyone. They single people out. So if you look suspicious, they'll ask you questions. And actually, it's not really required from what I can tell. I'm not sure about that. That probably won't stop them from yanking you out of your car
right.
and
what
harassing you.
What difference does it make? If one of these little Hitlers at the border says, we're going to go through your car,
right.
What the hell are you going to do about it?
Especially if they aren't wearing a badge.
Through your Fourth Amendment, I feel like going through your car.
Exactly.
Now get out of the car, citizen.
That's how it works. And does that make you feel good? Does that make you feel secure? Is that a country you want to live in? Is this a country you want to live in? Because this is happening right now. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You can bring up whatever's on your line toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones, talk to a Free Stater, one of the early movers. It's Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have something pretty unusual to report that just happened today.
Okay.
I was doing something that I do maybe once a month. I called the U.S. Marshals in New Hampshire and complained about something.
You know, what were you complaining about?
4 or 5 words long. This time the message was for the head marshal, Steve Monier. I said, did you steal Laura Canario's camera?
Yes. Let me just recap real quickly here. Our friend Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire was outside the residence of the Ed and Elaine Brown household. They, of course, they were recently so-called convicted for alleged tax crimes, and they are currently holed up in their house, refusing to let themselves be taken to jail cells. And Lauren was going up to pay a visit to them. I guess there was going to be a concert or something like that. And the feds had the road blocked off. And as she got out of her van to walk up towards, to take a walk up the road, they decided to arrest her for nothing, because they didn't charge her with anything. They ended up letting her out of jail later on in the evening. They arrested her and confiscated the video camera that she had with her as evidence. But then again, they didn't charge her with anything, so what did they need the evidence for? Don't you have evidence to present a case in court? Isn't that the purpose of having evidence, to convict someone on a charge? She wasn't charged with anything. So you were calling this the head of the U.S. Marshals here in the Northeast to simply ask him, well, did you steal her camera or what?
Yeah, so I just left a message to the person who answered the phone. I do that from time to time. Well, this time, 15 minutes later, I get a call back. It's Steve Monier.
Hmm.
And so I said, yeah, so what's, thanks for calling me back, but, you know, what's up with the camera? How come you're hanging onto the camera? You wouldn't answer, you know, the questions really about the camera, because, well, it's between us and Lauren and her lawyer and Vinny, stuff like that. But over time, you know, during the conversation, he did certainly, he became more human. You know, he wasn't just being a robot. Hmm. And I appreciated him, you know, laying out his view. I asked him a lot of questions, you know, and he did most of the talking.
So what are some of the, I mean, do you have any juicy nuggets to share, some of the things you gleaned?
Well, the thing I thought was interesting was I think they are rattled by Lauren. I think they're just as rattled as the Ed Brown supporters are about the whole thing. What he said, I remember him saying that, you know, he admired a lot of the things that Lauren had done. He seemed to be very familiar with her civil disobedience in the past.
Hmm.
And he was trying to convince me that Ed Brown is not a civil disobedience guy, and he's not, you know, he's not worth supporting and stuff like that. And of course, Ed is, you know, he's a controversial character for good reason. He's done some things and said some things he shouldn't have said. I'm trying to remember what else he...
I'm amazed you got a call back. Amazed that this guy called you back. Usually it's like pulling teeth to try to get low-level bureaucrat to call you.
It sounds like Dave has struck him as, you know, this... He sees Dave as a salvageable guy or a stand-up guy or whatever it is that he sees him in a positive light, whereas I'm sure he doesn't see Ed Brown in a positive light. And I can see that he would be trying to communicate with Dave. Dave's reasonable.
But I mean, I'm reasonable when I call to ask a bureaucratic question, and it's very difficult in many cases to get just a simple call back.
Sure it is.
So that's why I'm shocked that the head of the U.S. Marshals here in New Hampshire actually bothered to call you back, Dave, and that he expressed some sort of appreciation for the tactics of Lauren Canario, which I think is very interesting because Lauren takes a nonviolent, non-cooperation approach. When she gets arrested, she doesn't assist the police in arresting her. She just doesn't, and she doesn't resist them either. She just doesn't help them. She doesn't stand up when they want her to stand, so they have to carry her places. She doesn't go places where they want her to go, so they have to sort of move her around and manipulate her into the positions that they need her to get into. She's not assisting them, and I find it very interesting that he has an appreciation for that.
Yeah, it was surprising, but I think that it really must have impacted them pretty heavily. I don't think I would ever have gotten that call back if I'd been complaining about something else.
Very good, Dave. Any other things you need to share?
Oh, there's plenty else going on, but I'll save it for other calls.
Great call as always. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
How's it going, fellas?
What's
Can
on your mind?
Can you hear me okay?
We got you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was wanting to talk about when I used to go. I've been to, like, 4 rainbow gatherings.
Uh-huh.
And they would send, like, people in there, you know, like the county or somebody would hire these guys to go in there, and because we accept everybody at a gathering, you know.
Sure.
Whether they be roughnecks or painters or just hippies that live on the road.
I thought a roughneck was a guy that went out and did oil rigs.
Right.
Okay.
The local sheriff's department, we found out at a gathering in Ocala, Florida, had hired these gas workers from the Gulf to, you know, like, deputize them and everything, to come in there and, like, start problems and take photos. And then they were starting to throw rocks at the cops. And, like, a lot of us had known each other for a long time on the road. And we knew something was wrong here, but we ended up taking them to court and winning. Now they don't even bother.
Good for you. You know, the government really hates the rainbow people. I don't know what their problem is. If you aren't aware, the rainbow family, there are these gatherings that happen across the country. People go into, usually it's at state parks and that sort of thing. They go and they camp out miles away from anything resembling conveniences and that sort of thing. You're in the middle of the woods. And, sorry?
Ian, I'd like to say that I was an A campers where the only spot in the gathering where alcohol's allowed,
mm-hmm.
we were front gate, you know, and we were the ones that had to always deal with everybody coming and going from the gathering and everything, because we, you know, get out there and there's kegs everywhere and you're a pretty good security guard, you know, about. Because you've known each other for years.
Right, and then there's these interlopers that come in and they're trying to start fights and throw rocks at the police, and that's a typical police tactic. And Jeremy, thank you for the call. Typical police tactic.
Thank you.
Yep, in that whenever there's a gathering of people that the police don't like, whether it be protesters or, in this case, the Rainbow Family, they will send in sort of confederates, if you will, agents provocateur. And these guys will go in there, and their assignment is to stir S up, to start causing problems. And if the cops are around, to start agitating people to maybe enact violence upon the police.
Or even do it themselves,
right.
And then it will give the police an opportunity to react to the crowd,
right.
Which is, in fact, their own agents provocateur.
Exactly. And so they come in, then the police come in, they have an excuse to arrest people and crack heads and that sort of thing, and it's just despicable.
You can deny it all you want, but the fact is, I consider myself to be extraordinarily reasonable. I have seen video on the internet of this happening.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that every police officer has been involved. I'm not saying every police department.
No.
But this is a tactic that has been used by police departments here in the United States and in Canada.
Well, it hasn't stopped the Rainbow Family from continuing their gatherings. They continue to gather across the country, and they hang out for usually, I think it's at least a week or two at a time, out in the middle of the woods. They cook, and they get high, and they
whatever it is that they do.
They play music, and they spend time with each other. And what's wrong with that? The cops don't like them, though, and they always come in and try to ruin their fun. There's a great video on YouTube, I believe, of the Rainbow Family trying to walk from one point to another, I guess, out in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops come out with weapons. The cops, multiple cops, come out with their trucks and everything, and they, you know, pull up across the road, and they, you know, pile out with their weapons, and they stand there, and they attempt to get the Rainbow people to stop and to turn around. And the Rainbow people just keep on walking. They're just chanting at the cops, and they're yelling, "We love you," out at the cops, as the cops are standing there with their firearms. And they scared the cops off. It was amazing to watch. So go and look for that at YouTube. Very interesting. More on the way. You can take control. Don in Pennsylvania has a rebuttal for us about something. Find out what that is and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Headline reads, Soccer Moms Convicted of Severe Driving. That goes for Meals on Wheels volunteers, too. Now, before you hang the judge, I'll tell you their sentence when we come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
The jury's not out on this one. Soccer moms are guilty of severe driving, which refers not to driving style, but to driving conditions, like numerous short trips and stop-and-go traffic. So who's the culprit? In a Pennzoil Quaker State poll, 66% of female drivers 18 to 34 years old admitted to severe driving after learning the criteria. So what's the penalty for severe driving? An accelerated maintenance schedule, which, if ignored, could put your car in the penalty box and you out of commission. I'm Bobby Likens, brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. If you like the show, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whether you're buying new items or used items in one of their 41 categories that you can shop in, if you start your shopping experience through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Great way to get the stuff you need and help the show. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phones. Talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, Don?
I was just curious. I mean, we got all this nerve problems going on, et cetera, et cetera.
What kind of problems?
Pardon?
What kind of problems did you say?
You know, everything. I mean, it goes from the Browns all the way down to, you know, the streaker in the bathroom and all that, but beside the point, the thing is, no one will bring up the reality, and if you bring it up, and I know this is going to sound radical, whenever a cop does something illegal, why not arrest him right there on the spot?
I don't know.
Citizen's arrest?
They've pretty much put an end to the citizen's arrests at this point. Do you know how you'd go about it, and you would have no success doing such a thing, because you would have to turn them over to a police officer, and that police officer is going to draw down on you, and if you, you know, don't comply with their orders, they're just going to turn that arrest right around on you as soon as the...
How would you go about that, Don?
The only way is the obvious, and it'll sound cruel, and I understand that, okay? And you're going to disagree, which is... there's only one way. That's, you know, to shoot to kill, and once you do it, it's done.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you should shoot a cop if you see him run a red light?
And it's not done because you're going...
Excuse me. You know, underneath the contractual arrangements of what you agreed to, you know, to run the red light is no. You can't shoot him. But as far as him, you know, agreeing or the tax collector... If you never register your house and you paid for it in cash, guess what? He's guilty.
Are you going to play a song for us, Don? Sounds like he's tuning up there. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
We were actually talking about something similar, not shooting cops, but the other day when we were at the post office, we saw that two cops pulled up and they had parked in an illegal parking zone. Now, if I parked in a legal parking zone, I'm going to get a big fat ticket or a big fat orange sticker on my window like we did that one day.
Oh, yeah.
That took forever to get off. I was thinking about making some sort of citizen tickets.
And oh, I love this idea. This is so great. Now, it's not really an original idea, is it?
No, it's not. Actually, my friend had this packet that his mom gave him for Christmas, and it was these Karma Police tickets. And it looked like a regular ticket, and there was these little sections that you filled out. And it was just...
You could circle different things.
Yeah, exactly. It was just kind of cute. And I was thinking, even though obviously nothing would necessarily come of it, that I would like to start sticking citizen tickets on police cars when I see them doing things that they would give me a ticket for.
Now, would you actually have... It'd be anonymous, right?
Yeah.
That'd be the idea, because otherwise they could go after you for littering or something, couldn't they?
Probably.
Defacing state property or something like that?
Right. And we came up with all kinds of silly ideas with it. For example, after you issue a certain amount of citations, maybe you could ask the police chief how he feels about the fact that his officers have gotten this many tickets, meaning they've disobeyed this many laws. And
I don't know. To me, there's more effective protests and less effective protests. What your ticket does is a cop says, "Oh, this smart aleck, I'll mm-hmm. get him if I can get him." And then the police chief says, "Aha, now I have this idiot. We're going to keep an eye on him." There is no effective protest. Nobody's light bulb goes off and says, "Boom! Oh my God, the police are breaking our laws."
That's true.
We're their moral inferiors. Whereas, if you were to do, say, Cop Watch and take the video, cut it up, and then put it on your local cable access channel, now that's effective. Because people who are watching cable access at night or whatever, then they get to see, oh my God, all our officers do is sit around, and when they pull somebody over, they pull in two cops because they've got so many people to, you know, on the force.
Now, I'm all for Cop Watch. I think that's a great idea. And I wouldn't be giving out the tickets as a protest necessarily. It's just sort of something that I think is cute, and I think sort of sends a message to the cops, like you're being watched. And we also talked about doing like a combination, a Cop Watch show and the tickets that say, "You've been cop watched," or whatever.
Right. But that's, I can see putting that on there, but sending a message to the police is, you know, they don't want to hear that. They're not listening to that.
Their tickets.
I understand you don't want their tickets, but you're going to get their tickets, and you're going to pay them until enough people in the public realize the cops, in fact, are stepping all over us in the enforcement in a great deal of ways that they do their enforcement, in the doing of their duty, supposedly. Mm-hmm. They're hurting us. Until you can convince the public at large, you're not talking to the right people when you're talking to the police.
You're saying that she's not, by putting one of these tickets on a police car window, she's not going to convert a cop.
Right.
Right? Whereas if you were to, for instance, videotape the offending police officer, maybe he's parked in the wrong location like we saw do earlier this week, videotape that and put that on television, and then maybe put some text on the TV screen, say, you know, violation, parking violation, officer number 102.
Right.
That way other people would be able to become aware of it.
And
I agree with you.
You know, the parking doesn't bother me.
I agree, and I'm all for a Cop Watch show, and I would really, I wish I had more time so that I could really put one together.
The parking doesn't bother me with the police. It's the driving that bothers me. I'd rather them stay illegally parked and spend more of their time doing that.
The parking doesn't bother me, except that I would get a ticket if I did the same thing.
Understood.
That's the only thing that bugs me.
Look, I live on the same street as the police department in this town, and the most dangerous thing about that police street is that the police are flying at 70 miles an hour down the street to get wherever it is that they're going.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just have their lights on. They don't put on their sirens, so you don't know they're behind you. Sometimes they do put on their sirens, which means that you've got this siren going by your house at 3 o'clock in the morning. And as though there's some kind of catastrophe occurring in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, it could happen. A few bank robberies recently.
Yeah, there's been a bank robbery. But what's a cop going to do about a bank robbery?
Clean up.
Yeah, I mean, the guy actually, it's interesting. Here in Keene, this little city, barely qualifies as a city.
Yeah, it does.
25,000 people live here. The guy that's going around robbing banks is doing it on his bicycle.
That's hilarious.
And they can't catch the bicycle.
It's not even
bandit.
Their job to catch him, though. This is the thing that people don't even understand. The cops don't even understand. To some extent, it's not a police officer's job to catch a bank robber. It's a bank's job to protect itself from being robbed.
It's true.
Look, if they want to be protected, they'll have a guy in there with a gun to protect them. They don't care. They've got insurance.
Right.
It doesn't matter to them. And the cops are there just to
it matters. I mean, you don't want your customers to get scared and all that.
It apparently doesn't matter enough.
As far as not putting...
They're not doing anything about it.
Right.
Not doing enough about it, in my opinion.
The risk isn't high enough.
I don't care. And it doesn't matter to me as a customer if a bank gets robbed. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm not going to feel like my money is any more or less secured. They create this money out of thin air anyway.
It's true.
Most people don't know that.
But what do they think that it's made out of?
I think most people have never given it any thought.
Absolutely
whatsoever.
Right. They do know that they say that it's backed by the U.S. government, but they don't know what that means.
No, yeah, I agree with Julia. I mean, they are most of the American populace is completely illiterate when it comes to finances.
Well, either way, it doesn't. The fact is, cops aren't supposed to prevent crimes. If they were supposed to prevent crimes, if there was their job to do so, then they would be liable when they failed to do so.
And they're not.
Right. I mean, if I hire a cable repair guy and he takes my money and fails to repair my cable, then I can take him to court.
Sure.
But I haven't hired the police to protect me. I haven't paid them money for that. They're there to clean up the mess when it comes to a crime and give out tickets on the road.
And we're radicals because, you know, we point that out. We're radicals because we want to change the system. And that's what people say about Free Talk Live, you know. Oh, you guys don't like the police. Well, no. I mean, I like the idea of being safe. I like the idea of not having criminals break into my home. But
I think the point has been made over and over on this show that we want police to have the opportunity to do what they got into the business to do, which is police work.
Protect
and
people.
And if it was, in fact, a concern of the powers that be inside police departments, then they'd be able to do that. But they're not. They're too busy out catching
people tickets for stop sign
right,
violations,
turns, nonsense
marijuana.
Like that. The stuff that makes money for a police department.
Yep.
It doesn't make any money if you catch a murderer
now,
or a rapist.
Now, that stuff wouldn't make money for a private police department because they'd have to rely on customers coming and going. So if you weren't satisfying your customers, you wouldn't make
any
money.
I don't
money.
Know about a private police department.
Well,
but I can tell you that we need a full overhaul
it would
in
make
law
a big
enforcement
difference.
In this country.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.